بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ رب العالمین، والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وصحبہ وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. فما بعد، مائی برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، وی آر لوکنگ ایٹ دا ڈائگنوسٹک ٹولز، ہاؤ ڈو آئی ڈائگنوز دی کنڈیشن آف my heart. And I'm talking to you about the opposites, because one way of diagnosing is by looking at the opposites. If you have something, then that thing indicates the absence of something else. So if we apply the same principle also in health. So if you look at, for example, you might look at one indicator of health, which tells you a person cannot have this particular disease because this indicator of health is showing that disease cannot exist when this person is in this way. Or let me give you another easier example. Sometimes you might be stopped by the police, and then the policeman might tell you to get out of the car and to walk on the edge of the curb in a straight line, because he wants to see if you are intoxicated or not. That he may not have a breathalyzer instrument, but if you are able to walk in a straight line, it means that you are not intoxicated. So the presence of something is a proof of the absence of something else. That is what we are looking at in this set of further reminders, so that we can look at our own hearts and say, do I have this? I think I talked to you about two things. One is the desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love of this dunya. These are two opposites. So if I have love of the dunya in my heart, then I know that I don't really want to meet Allah. If I really desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I cannot love this dunya, because then I want to leave this dunya. If I have fear of death, then it means that I do not want to meet Allah. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam combined hubbud dunya wa karahiyatul maut. He combined these two. He said these two are partners. So if you have fear of death, it means that you love this dunya, and the opposite of that is meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, if you have bukhl in your heart, meaning that if you are stingy, then you cannot simultaneously be generous and charitable, because you want to hoard. You want to hold on to stuff. You don't want to give it away. Today, I want to talk to you about another one of these terminal illnesses, terminal cardiac diseases. And I say terminal because these are truly terminal. I mean, they're not terminal because you will die in this life, because in this life you will die anyway. But these are terminal because they might end up destroying your akhirah if you don't control them. And that is greed. Greed also is related to bukhl. Greed is related to stinginess. But greed is just wanting more and more and more. And the opposite of greed is again the same thing, which is generosity. Now, generosity is so important, charity is so important, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said charity cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give sadaqah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said give sadaqah, especially if you are in constrained circumstances. Like the best, they asked him, what's the best sadaqah? He said the best sadaqah is when you have little, you are still able to give. That is true ghina, because true ghina is to be free from need. Now, of course, as human beings, we are never free from need, but to have that mindset. A human being who is free from need, who feels free from need, is somebody who is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he knows that the one who fulfills his need has treasures without limits. He has got treasures that have no boundaries. And so he doesn't have to fear for that. So, greed. Now, the greed is a horrible thing. because the another aspect of one of as I mentioned, greed, of course, is just one more and more and more of the material stuff, and material stuff includes, for example, experiences, includes, you know, wanting to have more and more holidays or whatever. The other aspect of greed is also the fact that greed leads to covetousness and jealousy and envy, where you don't, because you have this need for more and more, you cannot see somebody who has something that you don't have. You don't like to see somebody else having something good, you know. So you want that. And then that escalates to another even worse thing, which is that it escalates to a situation where you not only do you want what the other person has, you now start wanting the other person to lose what they have. So jealousy is destructive, and jealousy is haram in Islam. To want evil for somebody else, this is not permissible in Islam. But that comes about because of this, because we if you look at somebody and you want them to lose what they have, this comes because I want what they have. So greed leads to so many things. Greed leads to jealousy and envy. Then in terms of behavior, greed also leads to backbiting and slander. So if somebody has something that the greedy person wants, then on the one hand, the greedy person wishes evil for that person. And second thing is that this greedy person then will be very, very keen to speak ill of that person. So if someone says, you know, look at this person, he has this beautiful house, this greedy person might say, yeah, but you know how he built that house, you know how he got that money. That kind of, so you, now you are casting aspersions on that person for no rhyme or reason, right? Because you just want people to think bad about that person because you are greedy for what that person has, and this has led to envy and jealousy. So when we have all of this in the heart, what is it? What is this an indication of the absence of? This is an indication of the absence of the opposite, which is a charitable spirit, which is generosity, which is which is feeling good for other people, wishing good for other people. This is an indicator of the absence of all that. So people who are like this are not capable of feeling good for others. They're not capable of wishing well for others. The problem is also that when we think about it, when we have this kind of a mindset, people like this also make very bad companions. They make very bad team members. They're not good people to try to collaborate and work with, because you cannot work with somebody who wishes ill for you all the time, and you are you're, for the most part, you are not even aware of that, because you don't know what is going on in the person's heart. So this person is there sitting wishing ill for you, wanting you to lose in some way or the other, so how can you live and work with that person? So that is the other aspect of it, which is that even in apart from the religious aspect of it, this is also a very clear caveat and warning in terms of the world and our work and the work environment. So if you are hiring people, then I would say do look for these things in your hiring conversation and see if you can eliminate some of these things where you are sure that you're hiring somebody whose heart is free from greed, from jealousy, from these kinds of from these kinds of what I like to call cardiac illnesses, because these are illnesses of the heart and they must be addressed. It is the kaifiyat, it is the internality. You know, my sheikh used to say that somebody will give you a wazifa and say, recite the kalima, la ilaha illallah, 100 times a day. Recite astaghfirullah 100 times a day, and so on and so forth. So you are sitting there reciting, you know, subhanallah 100 times, alhamdulillah 100 times, and so on. Allahu Akbar 100 times. Now you recited Allahu Akbar 100 times, but did you focus on the condition of your heart? What did that Allahu Akbar do to you? Right? Nothing. Because your heart is still full of the fear of everybody and everything else. So this Allahu Akbar did nothing for you. Whereas if you had recited or you had said Allahu Akbar only one time in your entire life, and that Allahu Akbar had changed your heart, then your heart would be free from every kind of fear. Now that is the point that we are trying to make here, which is to say that don't make your life empty of meaning. Let there be meaning in your life, and that meaning comes from what is happening in your heart. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله.